La ardilla saltó desde una rama. The squirrel jumped from a branch. Breakdown. La is the definite article meaning the. It is feminine singular, agreeing with ardilla, which is feminine. Ardilla means squirrel and is feminine. Saltó is the past tense of the verb saltar, which means to jump. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject. Ardilla. Desde is a preposition meaning from. Una is the indefinite article meaning a. It is feminine singular, agreeing with grama, which is feminine. Grama means branch and is feminine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Nouns and articles agree in gender and number in Spanish. Verb conjugation. Verbs are conjugated in Spanish to agree with the subject in person and number. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Era todo lo que quería. It was everything I wanted. Breakdown. Era. This is the imperfect tense of the verb ser. To be. Here, it's used to describe a state that existed in the past. It translates to was. Todo. This means everything. Lo. This is a direct object pronoun, referring to the thing that was wanted. Here, it refers to everything. Que. This is a relative pronoun, meaning that. It introduces a relative clause. Quería. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Querer. To want. It's in the first person singular form, meaning I wanted. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. Direct object pronoun. Represents the direct object of the verb. Relative pronoun. Introduces a relative clause, providing more information about the antecedent. Los amigos son personas con las que puedes pensar en voz alta. Friends are people with whom you can think out loud. Breakdown. Los. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine plural form. It modifies the noun. Amigos. Friends. Amigos. This is the masculine plural noun, friends. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb, ser, to be. It indicates that the friends are something. Personas. This is the feminine plural noun, people. It tells us what the friends are. Con. This is the preposition, with. It introduces the following clause, which explains the relationship between friends and thinking out loud. Las. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural form. It modifies the noun. Que. Which, in the following clause. Que. This is the relative pronoun, which. It introduces a relative clause, which modifies the noun. Personas. People. Puedes. This is the second person singular form of the verb, poder, to be able to. It indicates that the speaker can do something. Pensar. This is the infinitive verb, to think. It tells us what the speaker can do. En. This is the preposition, in. It indicates the context of the thinking. Voz. This is the feminine singular noun, voice. It tells us the context of the thinking. Alta. This is the feminine singular adjective, loud. It modifies the noun. Voz. Voice. Key concepts. Relative clauses. The phrase. Con las que puedes pensar en voz alta. Is a relative clause. This clause modifies the noun. Personas. People, by providing additional information about them. Prepositions. The sentence uses several prepositions to connect ideas and show relationships. Con. With. In. In. Direct and indirect objects. The sentence uses both direct and indirect objects. The direct object is personas, people, and the indirect object is las. Which? Verb conjugation. The verb with is conjugated in the second person singular form, indicating that the speaker is talking about themselves. Translation. Friends are people with whom you can think out loud. Tom necesita ayuda. Tom needs help. This sentence is very simple and uses the verb necesitar, which means to need. It is conjugated in the present tense and the third person singular, which is used to describe Tom. Ayuda means help and is used as a noun. The entire sentence indicates that Tom requires assistance. Usted no parece especialmente complacido. You don't seem especially pleased. This sentence is in the present tense and third person singular because the subject is usted, which is the formal you in Spanish. Usted is the subject pronoun, meaning you, formal. No means not. Parece is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb parecer, which means to seem. Especialmente is an adverb meaning especially. Complacido is a past participle, which in this case is used as an adjective meaning pleased. The entire sentence can be broken down as follows. You, formal, not seem especially pleased. Quítate la capucha. Take off your hood. Breakdown. Quítate is the imperative form of the verb quitar. To take off, conjugated in the second person singular, you. It is used to give a direct command. La is the definite article, the, referring to. Capucha. Hood. Capucha is the noun for hood. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used for giving commands or instructions. Tom encendió su cigarro. Tom lit his cigarette. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Encendió is the past tense of the verb encender, which means to light or to turn on. Su is the possessive adjective for his, referring to Tom. Cigarro is a cigarro, a noun meaning cigarette. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb encendió is conjugated in the past tense, third person singular, to agree with the singular subject Tom. Possessive adjectives. Su indicates ownership, belonging to Tom. ¿Sabe lo que has hecho? Do you know what you have done? This sentence is a question in the tú form, which is the informal you in Spanish. Sabe is the verb saber, conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, meaning to know. In this case, it translates to do you know. Lo is the direct object pronoun, standing in for what in this context. Que is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. As is the verb hacer, to do, conjugated in the present perfect tense, second person singular, which translates to have done. Hecho is the past participle of the verb hacer. The sentence is structured in a way that emphasizes the action of knowing something. It's a strong way to ask about the consequences of someone's actions. Toma la francés también como yo. Tom speaks French as well as I do. The sentence uses the comparative tan como, which means as están. Modifies the adverb. Bien. Well, and. Como. Introduces the second part of the comparison. The verb. Habla. Speaks, is conjugated in the third person singular present tense. Quiero ser parte de la solución, no del problema. I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. This sentence uses the verb querer. To want, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form. Quiero. Because the subject is I. The phrase ser parte de means to be part of. La solución translates to the solution, and el problema means the problem. The sentence uses the preposition de to indicate belonging, similar to the English of. The sentence structure emphasizes the desire to be involved in finding a solution rather than contributing to the issue. Tomes de pensamiento muy independiente. Tom is very independent in his thinking. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person named Tom. S is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, which means to be. De is a preposition meaning of. Pensamiento is a noun meaning thought. Muy is an adverb meaning very. Independiente is an adjective meaning independent. Key concepts. Adjectives. In Spanish, adjectives typically follow the noun they modify. Prepositions. De is a common preposition that can indicate possession, origin, or material. Verb conjugation. The verb ser is irregular, and its present tense conjugation for the third person singular is es. Tenemos cinco clases todos los días excepto el sábado. We have five classes every day except Saturday. Breakdown. Tenemos. This is the present tense of the verb tener. To have, conjugated in the first person plural, we. Cinco. This means five. Clases. This is the plural form of clase. Class. Todos. This means all or every. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article meaning the. Días. This is the plural form of día. They. Excepto. This means except or except for. El. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning the. Sábado. This means Saturday. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb tener is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly or habitually. Definite articles. The definite articles los and el are used to specify which days are being referred to. Preposition. The preposition excepto is used to exclude Saturday from the days with classes. Tom quedó atrapado en un embotellamiento. Tom got stuck in a traffic jam. Here is the breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Quedó is the past participle of the verb quedar, which means to stay or to remain. In this context, it is used with the preposition atrapado to express the state of being stuck. Atrapado is the past participle of the verb atrapar, meaning to catch or to trap. In this sentence, it acts as an adjective modifying the noun Tom, indicating that he was trapped. En is the preposition en, meaning in, indicating the location of the traffic jam. Un embotellamiento is a noun phrase. Un is the indefinite article. Un meaning, embotellamiento is the noun. Embotellamiento, meaning, traffic jam. The entire sentence uses the past tense, indicating that Tom got stuck in a traffic jam in the past. Tenía frío. He/she/it was cold. The sentence uses the verb tener, which means to have, but in this case, it expresses a feeling or state of being. Frío means cold. The sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. Estoy colgando una foto de mi abuela. I am hanging a picture of my grandmother. This sentence uses the present continuous tense in Spanish, which is formed with the verb estar. Estar. To be, plus the gerund of the main verb. The gerund is formed by adding ando, or indo, to the stem of the verb. In this case, the gerund of colgar. Colgar. To hang is colgando. The sentence also includes the possessive adjective, my, me, my, and the noun, abuela, abuela, grandmother. Therefore, the full breakdown is, estoy, estoy, I am, present continuous of, estar, estar, colgando, colgando, hanging, gerund of, colgar, colgar. Una foto. Una foto. A picture de mi abuela. De mi abuela. Of my grandmother. Nos vamos de paseo. This translates to, shall we go for a walk? The sentence is a question using the informal, tú, form of the verb, ir, which means, to go. The phrase, nos vamos, is the first person plural form of the verb, ir, in the present tense, which means, we are going. The phrase, de paseo, means, for a walk, and it functions as a prepositional phrase modifying the verb, vamos, the, at the beginning indicates a question. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, shall we go for a walk? It is an invitation to join the speaker for a walk. Esto me costó un ojo de la cara. This cost me an arm and a leg. Esto is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning this. Me is a direct object pronoun, meaning me. Costó is the past tense of the verb costar, meaning to cost. Un ojo de la cara is a common Spanish idiom meaning, an arm, and a leg. Suelte mi brazo. Let go of my arm. Suelte is the imperative form of the verb. Soltar, meaning, to let go. It is in the second person singular, which means it is addressing a single person directly. Me means, my, and is a possessive adjective. Brazo means arm. The sentence is a direct command telling someone to release their hold on the speaker's arm. El aula está llena de adolescentes. Dos de ellos están dormidos. The classroom is full of teenagers. Two of them are asleep. Breakdown. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the aula means classroom. Está is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar, to be, in the indicative mood, indicating a state of being. Llena is the feminine singular past participle of the verb llena, to fill, functioning as an adjective meaning full. De is the preposition of. Adolescentes is the plural noun meaning teenagers. Dos is the number, two. De is the preposition of. Ellos is the masculine plural pronoun meaning them. Están is the third person plural present tense of the verb estar, to be, in the indicative mood, indicating a state of being. Dormimos is the masculine plural past participle of the verb dormir, to sleep, functioning as an adjective meaning asleep. Key concepts. Gender and number agreement. Notice how the adjective llena agrees in gender and number with the noun aula, and the adjective dormimos agrees with the pronoun ellos. The verb estar, this verb is used to express location, state of being, and temporary conditions. Past participles as adjectives. In this sentence, the past participles llena and dormimos function as adjectives to modify the nouns aula and ellos. Dale las llaves a Tom. Give the keys to Tom. Dale is the informal imperative form of the verb dar, to give, and means give in this context. The command is directed at a familiar person, like a friend. Las is the feminine plural definite article, the, referring to laves, keys. Llaves are the keys, which are feminine in Spanish. A is the preposition, to, which is used to indicate the recipient of the action. Tom is the name Tom. Therefore, the sentence translates to, give the keys to Tom. Estoy lleno. I am full. Estoy. This is the present tense of the verb estar. To be. It is used to describe a temporary state, in this case, the feeling of being full. Lleno. This is an adjective meaning full. So, the sentence literally translates to, I am full, and expresses that the speaker has eaten enough. Ya nadie va ya. Nobody goes there anymore. Breakdown. Yeah, this word means already, and is used to emphasize that the action has ceased. It indicates the situation is permanent. Nadie. This word means nobody, and is a direct object pronoun. It is the subject of the sentence. Va. This is the third person singular form of the verb to go, in the present tense. Allah. This is an adverb meaning there, referring to a place that is understood in context. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb var agrees with the singular subject nadi. Adverbs. The adverb allah modifies the verb var to specify the direction of the action. Present tense. The verb var is in the present tense, indicating a current and habitual action. Negation. The sentence is negative, indicated by the word nadi, which functions as a negative subject pronoun. Tom encontrará a Mary. Tom will find Mary. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, which is a proper noun. Encontrará is the verb, which is in the third person singular future tense of the verb encontrar. To find a Mary is the direct object of the sentence. A is the preposition a, which is used before a direct object. Mari is the direct object, which is a proper noun. Te esperábamos a las 2:30. We were waiting for you at 2:30. Breakdown. Te is the object pronoun, you, in the informal singular form, used when addressing someone familiarly. It's the object of the verb. Esperábamos. We were waiting. Esperábamos is the imperfect tense of the verb esperar. To wait, in the first person plural form. This tense indicates an action that was ongoing in the past. A is a preposition meaning at, indicating the time. Las is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural form, referring to 2:30. Dos is the number, 2. E is the conjunction, and media is the word, half, indicating that the time is 2:30, 2:30. Key concepts. Object pronoun. De is an object pronoun, meaning it acts as the object of a verb. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense. Esperábamos. Describes an ongoing action in the past. Preposition. A is a preposition indicating the time, at. Definite article. Las is the definite article, which specifies the time as 2:30. Time expression. Las dos y media is a time expression meaning 2:30. Será fácil. It will be easy. Será is the future tense of the verb ser. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. Fácil is an adjective meaning easy. So, the sentence is literally, it will be easy. Quiero que lo intentes. I want you to try it. The sentence structure is, quiero que lo intentes. Quiero is the verb, to want, in the first person singular present tense, meaning, I want. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it introduces the clause, lo intentes, which functions as the object of quiero. Lo is a direct object pronoun that refers to a previously mentioned masculine noun. Here, it likely refers to something that was previously discussed. Intentes is the verb, to try, in the subjunctive mood, second person singular. This is the subjunctive mood because it expresses a desire, request, or suggestion. Therefore, the sentence expresses the desire that the listener should try something. La gente ama a los perros. People love dogs. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person plural form of the verb amar. To love, which is aman. Breakdown. La. The feminine singular definite article. Gente. People. Ama. Loves, third person singular present tense of amar. A. To, preposition. Los. The masculine plural definite article. Perros. Dogs. La ingresaron en el hospital. She was admitted to the hospital. Breakdown. La. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, her, in this context. Ingresaron. This is the third person plural preterite form of the verb. Ingresar. Meaning, to admit, or, to enter. In this case, it is used in the passive voice, meaning she was admitted rather than someone actively admitting her. En. This preposition means, in, or, into. El hospital. This is a masculine singular noun meaning, the hospital. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence uses the passive voice, which is formed using the past participle of the verb. Ingresado. And the appropriate form of the verb, to be. Ser. In this case, this structure emphasizes the action being performed on the subject, she, rather than the person performing the action. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. La. Refers to the subject of the sentence, she. It is placed before the verb in the passive voice construction. Note. While the sentence doesn't explicitly say, who admitted her, the passive voice implies that someone, likely medical personnel, admitted her to the hospital. ¿Cuánto dura un partido de baloncesto? How long does a basketball game last? The sentence is a question asking about the duration of a basketball game. ¿Cuánto? ¿Cuánto? Translates to, how much? Or, how long? In this context, it is used to ask about quantity, or duration. Dura. Dura. is the third person singular present tense form of the verb dura, meaning to last or to endure. Un is the masculine singular definite article meaning a or one. Partido, partido, is a noun meaning game, specifically referring to a sports competition. De is a preposition meaning of or from, and is used here to indicate the type of game. Baloncesto, baloncesto, is a noun meaning basketball. The sentence structure is simple and follows the standard question structure in Spanish. Question word, plus verb plus subject plus rest of the sentence. In this case, the question word is cuánto, and the verb is dura in the present tense. Te añoramos muchísimo. We miss you very much. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the formal tú form of the verb añorar. Breakdown. Te is the direct object pronoun, meaning you. It is used in place of the noun you to avoid repetition. Añoramos is the present tense conjugation of the verb añorar. It means to miss or to yearn for. The verb is in the first person plural, meaning we. Muchísimo is an adverb that intensifies the meaning of the verb. It means very much. Key concept. Spanish uses object pronouns like te to indicate the object of the verb, especially when it is clear from context who or what is being referred to. Hola, soy Tom. Hello, I am Tom. This sentence is a simple greeting and introduction. Hola means hello and is used as a common greeting. Soy means I am and is the present tense of the verb ser, which means to be. Tom is the name Tom. This sentence uses the subject pronoun yo, I, which is omitted in this case because it is understood. He sido profesor por dos años. He has been a professor for 2 years. The sentence structure is he has been profesor for 2 years. He sido colon, this is the present perfect tense of the verb ser to be. In this case, it translates to has been. The present perfect tense indicates an action that started in the past and continues to the present. Profesor colon, this is the noun for professor. Por colon, this preposition means for and indicates the duration of the action. Dos colon, this is the number 2. Años colon, this is the plural form of the noun año, year. So, the complete translation is, he has been a professor for 2 years. Yo no había vuelto aquí desde el incidente. I had not returned here since the incident. Breakdown. Yo. Yo. This is the subject pronoun, I. No. No. This is the negation, meaning, not. Había. Había. This is the past imperfect of the verb, haber, which means, to have. In this case, it is used to form the past perfect tense. Vuelto. Vuelto. This is the past participle of the verb, volver, which means, to return. Aquí. Aquí. This is the adverb, here. Desde. Desde. This is the preposition, since. El. El. This is the definite article, the incident, incidente. This is the noun, incident. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. The past perfect tense is used to describe an action that was completed before another action in the past. In this case, the speaker had not returned here before the incident. Negation. The negation, no, is used to make the sentence negative. Preposition. The preposition, desde, is used to indicate the starting point of a period of time. Translation using Ispikenji. Ispikenji, I had not returned here since the incident. Te dejaré quedarte una noche. I will let you stay one night. This sentence is in the future tense and uses the verb dejar, which means to let or to allow. T. This is the object pronoun, you, in the informal, familiar form. Dejaré. This is the future tense of the verb dejar. It indicates an action that will happen in the future. Quedar. This is the infinitive form of the verb quedarse, which means to stay or to remain. It is conjugated in the infinitive to follow the verb dejar. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one. Notch. This is the feminine noun meaning night. In this sentence, the verb dejar is used to grant permission. The speaker is saying they will allow the listener to stay one night. No entre usted. Do not enter. The sentence structure is no entre usted. No is the negation, meaning not entre. Is the verb to enter in the imperative form, meaning enter. Usted is the formal pronoun for you. The imperative form is used to give a command. This sentence is an order to not enter. Eso sería incómodo. That would be awkward. Breakdown. Eso. Eso. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something already mentioned or understood in context. It translates to that. Sería. Sería. This is the conditional form of the verb ser. To be. It indicates a hypothetical situation or possibility. Incomodo. Incómodo. This adjective means awkward or uncomfortable. The sentence uses the conditional tense to express a hypothetical situation. It suggests that, if something were to happen, it would be awkward. ¿Cuánta gente hay en tu equipo? How many people are on your team? The sentence is a question asking about the number of people in someone's team. Let's break it down. ¿Cuánta gente hay? This translates to, how many people are there? Cuanta. This is the feminine singular form of the interrogative pronoun. Cuanto. How much slash how many. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Gente. People, which is feminine and singular. Gent means people and is a singular noun that requires the plural verb. I. There is slash there are. N to equipo translates to, on your team, N is the preposition, in slash on, to is the possessive adjective, your, equipo is the noun, team. The sentence structure is a typical Spanish interrogative sentence, using the question mark at the beginning and end. Deberías haberte quedado en el coche. You should have stayed in the car. This sentence is in the past perfect tense in the deber verb, which means should. Deberías is the informal second person singular form of the past perfect tense of deber. So it means you should have. Haber is a helping verb in this sentence, indicating that the action occurred in the past. The past participle of the verb quedarse, which means to stay, is quedado. The rest of the sentence, en el coche, translates to, in the car. So, the entire sentence means, you should have stayed in the car. No ha estado muy ahí. He slash she slash it hasn't been very present slash engaged slash there. Breakdown. No. Means, no, in the sense of negation, like, not. Ah. Is the third person singular form of the verb haber. To have, which is used to form the present perfect tense, estado, is the past participle of the verb estar. To be. Muy. Means very. I.e. is an adverb that means there in the sense of present, engaged, or involved. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. The present perfect tense is used to talk about an action that started in the past and continues to the present, or has a result in the present. Here, the person's lack of presence or engagement is something that's been ongoing. Estar. Vs. Ser. Colon. Estar. Is used to describe a state of being or condition, while ser is used to describe a person's essence or identity. In this case, estar is used because it describes the person's lack of presence or engagement as a temporary condition. Translation using eSpeak NG. No har estado muy ahí can be translated as he has not been very present or he hasn't been very engaged. No se me permite hacerlo. This is not allowed to me. The sentence uses the se reflexive pronoun, which in this case is used to indicate that the action of the verb permitir to allow affects the subject of the sentence, me. The negative form no is used before the verb, making the sentence a negative statement. The verb permitir is conjugated in the third person singular form, permite, because it is used in the impersonal construction, see permite, which means it is allowed. The literal translation would be, it is not allowed to me to do it. However, the English translation is more idiomatic as, this is not allowed to me. The sentence implies that the speaker is not allowed to do something. Está a 3 kilómetros hacia allá. It is 3 kilometers that way. Breakdown. Está. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Estar. To be. It is used here to indicate location. A 3 kilómetros. This means 3 kilometers. Kilómetros. Is the plural form of kilómetro. Kilometer. The preposition a is used before the distance to indicate the location. Hacia allá. This means that way. Hacia is a preposition indicating direction, and allá is an adverb indicating a distant place. Key concepts. Prepositions a and hacia are prepositions that show the relationship between the noun phrase 3 kilómetros and the verb estar. Adverbs allá is an adverb that modifies the preposition hacia. Location and direction. This sentence is about locating something, using distance and direction. ¿A usted le gusta el chocolate blanco? Do you like white chocolate? This sentence uses the formal, usted, usted, which is a formal way of addressing someone. It means, you, in English. The verb, gustar, gustar, means, to like, in English. It's a tricky verb in Spanish, because it takes an indirect object pronoun, which is le, le. In this case, this pronoun indicates that the chocolate is the object of the liking. El chocolate blanco. El chocolate blanco. Means white chocolate in English. El. El. Is the masculine definite article that means the in English. The entire sentence translates to, do you like the white chocolate? No quería tomar fotos. I didn't want to take photos. Breakdown. No. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Quería. Quería. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, querer. Querer. To want. It indicates an action that was ongoing, or habitual in the past. Toma. Tomar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, toma. Tomar. To take. Photos. Fotos. This is the plural form of the noun, photo. Foto. Photo. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe actions that were happening in the past, often as background information, or to provide context. Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form of the verb, often preceded by to in English. Plural form. The plural form of a noun indicates that there are multiple items. Quiero ir a hablar con Tom. I want to go talk to Tom. Quiero. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Querer. Meaning, to want. Ir. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. A. This is the preposition, to, indicating direction. Hablar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to speak, or, to talk. Con. This is the preposition, with, indicating the person being spoken to. Tom, this is the name of the person the speaker wants to talk to. This sentence is a straightforward expression of the speaker's desire to speak to Tom. It uses the infinitive form of the verbs after ir and querer, which is common in Spanish when expressing a desire to do something. El ha perdido todo su poder político. He has lost all his political power. The sentence uses the present perfect tense. Ha perdido. Which means, has lost, in English. This is formed with the auxiliary verb, haber, conjugated in the present tense, a, and the past participle of the main verb, perdido. The past participle, perdido, agrees in gender and number with the subject, which in this case is, él, he, todo, means, all, and, su, means, his. Poder político, means, political power. Tom es musulmán. Tom is Muslim. The sentence is very simple. Tom is the subject, a proper noun. Es is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. Musulmán is a noun, describing the religion of Tom. Te has olvidado? Have you forgotten? This sentence is in the tú form, meaning it is directed at the informal, you. Te has olvidado? Te is the interrogative form of tú. Asking, you. Has is the third person singular form of the verb. Hablar. In the present perfect tense, it is used with the past participle, olvidado, to form the compound past participle, olvidado, is the past participle of the verb, olvidar, meaning, to forget. It is used with, has, to form the present perfect tense, indicating an action that started in the past, and continues to have an effect in the present. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a question. Italo Calvino volvió a Italia cuando era todavía un niño. Italo Calvino returned to Italy when he was still a child. Breakdown. Italo Calvino is the proper noun for the Italian writer. Volvió is the past tense of the verb, volver, which means, to return. A is the preposition, to, in this context. Italia is the proper noun for the country Italy. Quanto is a conjunction that means, when. Era is the past tense of the verb, ser, which means, to be. Todavía is an adverb that means, still. Un is the indefinite article, a niño, is the noun, child. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense to describe an event that happened in the past. Conjunction. The conjunction. Cuanto. Connects the two clauses of the sentence. Preposition. The preposition. A. Indicates the direction of the return. Proper nouns. The sentence uses proper nouns to identify specific people and places. Mary protegió a su marido. Mary protected her husband. Breakdown. Mary. This is the proper noun for Mary. Protegió. This is the past tense of the verb. Proteger. To protect. It is conjugated in the third person singular form, which is used to describe an action performed by a singular subject. A. This is the definite article, to, which is used before a masculine singular noun. Su. This is the possessive adjective, her slash his slash their. In this case, it's her, because Mary is female. Marido. This is the masculine noun, husband. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb protegió is conjugated in the past tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. Gender agreement. The definite article. A. Agrees in gender with the noun. Marido. Masculine singular. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective. Su. Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is marido. Masculine singular. Esto es cosa tuya. This is your business. This sentence means that the speaker is telling someone that they should not be involved in a situation, or that they should not be interfering. Breakdown. Esto. This. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something nearby, or something already mentioned in the conversation. Es. Is. Cosa. Thing. Tuya. Yours. This is a possessive adjective that indicates that the thing belongs to the person being addressed. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. These words indicate ownership, or possession. In this case, tuya means yours, and shows that the thing belongs to the person being spoken to. Demonstrative pronouns. These words point to specific things, like esto, which means this, and refers to something already mentioned or understood. Tengo muchas cosas que hacer. I have many things to do. This sentence uses the verb tener. Tener. Which means to have in English. It is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular form. Tengo. Tengo. Which translates to I have. The object of the verb is muchas cosas. Muchas cosas. Which literally translates to many things. The phrase que hacer. Que hacer. Is an infinitive phrase that modifies cosas. Cosas. It means to do, and it's important to notice that hacer. Hacer. Is in the infinitive form. In this case, que hacer. Que hacer. Describes the type of cosas. Cosas. The speaker has. Tom dijo que lo sentía por lo de anoche. Tom said he was sorry for last night. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Tom. Tom. Proper noun, subject of the sentence. Dijo. Dijo. Verb, to say, in the past tense, third person singular. Que. Que. Conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Lo. Law. Pronoun, object of the verb, sentir. To feel. This is a direct object pronoun referring to a previously understood noun phrase, most likely, what happened last night. Sentir. Sentía. Verb, to feel, in the imperfect tense, third person singular. Paw. Paw. Preposition, indicating reason or cause. Low. Law. Pronoun, object of the preposition, paw. This is a direct object pronoun referring to a previously understood noun phrase, most likely, what happened last night. The. The. Preposition, indicating possession or origin. Anoche. Anoche. Adverb, meaning, last night. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. The use of lo. Law. In this sentence exemplifies how direct object pronouns replace nouns that are already understood in the context. Imperfect tense. The use of the imperfect tense. Sentia. Emphasizes the ongoing nature of Tom's feeling of regret. Prepositions. The prepositions, por, por, and de, are crucial to the sentence's meaning, indicating cause and possession, respectively. Nor where they seep not ether me. You can't hypnotize me. This sentence is in the to form, meaning you, in the informal sense. Breakdown. No. Colon, this is the negative word, meaning no. Where this. Colon, this is the conjugated form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. In this context, it means can or are able to. It is conjugated in the present tense and the to form. Hypnotizarme. Colon, this is the infinitive verb. Hypnotizar. To hypnotize, in the me form. The me indicates that the action of hypnotizing is being done to the person speaking. This is a reflexive verb, where the action is being performed on the subject. The me functions as the object of the verb, signifying that I am the one being hypnotized. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb poner is conjugated in the present tense with the to form, indicating that the speaker is talking to someone informally. Reflexive verbs. The verb hypnotizar is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is performed on the subject. The pronoun me shows that the speaker is the one being hypnotized. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative word no to express the inability to hypnotize the speaker. Ya no hay ni un solo lugar seguro en Japón. There is no longer a single safe place in Japan. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. Is an adverb that means already or no longer, indicating that the situation has changed. No. Nor. Is the negative adverb, meaning, not. Hey. I. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, haber, which means, to have, or, to exist. In this sentence, it indicates the absence of something. Ni. Ni. Is a conjunction meaning, neither, nor, or, not even. It emphasizes the lack of any safe places. Un is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning a or one. Solo, solo, is an adjective meaning only or single. Lugar, lugar, is a noun meaning place. Seguro, seguro, is an adjective meaning safe. En is a preposition meaning in or at. Japón. Japón. Is a proper noun referring to Japan. Key concepts. Double negation. The use of no and ni creates a double negation, emphasizing the lack of safety in Japan. Indefinite article. The use of un emphasizes that there is not even a single safe place. Present indicative tense. The present indicative tense of hey indicates that this situation is currently true. Estoy seguro de que ha aprobado el examen. I am sure that he slash she passed the exam. Estoy. I am. This is the present tense of the verb, estar, to be, and is used to express a state of being. Seguro. Sure, adjective modifying, I, and indicating certainty. De. Of, preposition indicating the object of the certainty. Que. That, conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. A. Has, present perfect of the verb, haber. To have, used in combination with a past participle to express a completed action. Aprobado. Past, past participle of the verb, aprobar. To pass, used to form the present perfect tense with, haber. El. The, definite article. Examen. Exam, noun, object of the verb, past. La policía podría arrestarte por eso. The police could arrest you for that. This sentence is in the conditional mood, which expresses possibility, or a hypothetical situation. La is the definite article, meaning the. Policía means police. Podría is the conditional form of the verb, poder, meaning to be able to, or could. Arrestarte is the infinitive, arrestar, conjugated in the informal, to, form, you, and the reflexive pronoun, te. Attached. Arrestar, means, to arrest. Por, means, for. Eso, means, that. So the entire sentence is saying that the police, could, arrest you, for that. Queme esta carta cuando acabe de leerla. Burn this letter when you finish reading it. Breakdown. Queme is the imperative form of the verb. Quemar. To burn, conjugated in the second person singular, you. It is telling the listener to burn something. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This. It modifies the noun. Carta. Letter. Carta is the noun for a letter. Cuando is a conjunction that means when. Acabe is the subjunctive form of the verb. Acabar. To finish, conjugated in the present subjunctive tense, third person singular. It is dependent on the conjunction. Cuando and indicates the condition for the action to take place. De is a preposition that means, of. Leerla is the infinitive verb. Leer. To read, with the object pronoun. La. Her, it, attached. The pronoun refers to the. Carta. Letter. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands, or make requests. Demonstrative adjective. Identifies a specific noun. Subjunctive mood, used to express a condition, possibility, or opinion. Object pronoun, replaces a noun, and acts as the object of a verb. Preposition, links a noun, or pronoun to another word in the sentence. Ella quiere ser diseñadora. She wants to be a designer. This sentence uses the verb querer, which means to want. In this case, it's conjugated in the third person singular present tense to agree with the subject. Ella. Which means, she. The infinitive form of the verb. Ser. Meaning, to be, follows. Querer. To form the infinitive phrase. Querer ser. Which translates to want to be. Finally, the noun. Diseñadora. Meaning, designer, completes the sentence, and indicates what she wants to be. Déjame terminar. Let me finish. The phrase uses the imperative form of the verb, dejar, which means, to let, or, to allow, and the infinitive, terminar, which means to finish. This is a very common construction used in Spanish when requesting someone to allow you to complete something. The me is a direct object pronoun, indicating that the speaker is the one who needs to be allowed to finish. Me gustaría vivir cerca de la playa. I would like to live near the beach. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, which means me in English. It is the direct object pronoun in this sentence, meaning it is receiving the action of the verb. Gustaría. This is the conditional form of the verb gustar, which means to like or to be pleasing. In this case, it's being used in the third person singular form, gustaría, and conveys a polite, almost wishful, tone, vivir. This is the infinitive form of the verb vivir, which means to live. It is used here to describe the action the speaker would like to do. Cerca. This is an adjective meaning near. De. This is the preposition of or from, which is used to indicate a relationship between the noun playa and the adjective. Cerca. La. This is the definite article, the, referring to a specific beach. Playa. This is the noun, beach. Key concepts. Conditional mood, the use of gustaría, puts the sentence in the conditional mood, indicating a desire or a possibility rather than a certainty. Prepositional phrase, the phrase cerca de la playa, functions as a prepositional phrase, modifying the verb vivir, by providing information about where the speaker would like to live. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun me, acts as the direct object of the verb gustaría, indicating the person who is experiencing the desire to live near the beach. En serio has estado ocupado. You have seriously been busy. The sentence structure is en serio has estado ocupado. En serio means seriously or in truth, and is used to emphasize the statement. Has is the second person singular form of the verb haber, which means to have. It is used in this sentence to form the present perfect tense with the past participle. Estado. Estado is the past participle of the verb estar, which means to be. It is used in this sentence to indicate a state of being. Ocupado means busy. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the subject, tú, which is implied in the verb has. ¿Puedes ir andando a la escuela o tienes que coger el autobús? Can you walk to school, or do you have to take the bus? The sentence is asking if the person can walk to school, or if they need to take the bus. Let's break it down. ¿Puedes ir andando a la escuela? ¿Puedes? This is the formal way to ask, can you? Ir. This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. Andando. This is the gerund form of the verb, to walk, meaning, walking. A la escuela. This means, to school. A is the preposition, to, and la is the feminine definite article meaning the. O times que coger el autobús, or this is the conjunction, or tienes. This is the verb, to have, in the second person singular form, meaning, you have. Que. This is the conjunction, that, or, to, and indicates a necessity. Coger. This means, to take, or, to catch. El autobús. This means, the bus. El is the masculine definite article meaning the. Key concepts. gerund, the, and. In this sentence is an example of a gerund, which is a verb form that acts like a noun. It describes the action of walking. Direct object pronoun, the verb, coher, as a direct object pronoun, ale. The bus, because the subject is taking the bus. Formal vs. informal, the use of pueblis instead of pueblis is a more formal way to address someone. No me puedo librar del trabajo por ahora. I can't get out of work for now. The sentence is in the negative form, and uses the verb poner. To be able to. Breakdown. No. Negation me. Direct object pronoun, referring to the speaker pudo. First person singular present indicative of poner. Libras. Reflexive verb meaning, to get free, or, to get out of, del. Preposition, meaning, of, or, from, trabajo. Noun, meaning, work, por ahora. Adverbial phrase, meaning, for now. Key concepts. Reflexive verb, librarse, is a reflexive verb, meaning it requires a reflexive pronoun, in this case, me. Present indicative, the verb. Poner is in the present indicative tense, indicating that the speaker is currently unable to get out of work. Negative form, the use of the word no, negates the ability to get out of work. Durmieron, they slept. Breakdown. Dormieron is the third person plural preterite form of the verb dormir, dormir, to sleep. Preterite is a past tense used to describe completed actions in the past. Third person plural indicates that the subject of the verb is they. Esa no es una buena excusa. That is not a good excuse. Breakdown. Esa. Esa. Colon. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning that, and refers to a feminine singular noun. In this case, it refers to the previously mentioned excuse. No. No. Colon. This is the negative word, no. Is. Es. Colon. This is the third person singular form of the verb, sir, which means, to be. In this sentence, it is conjugated in the present tense. Una. Una. Colon. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an. But, because it precedes a feminine noun, it is, a, buena, buena. Colon. This is an adjective meaning, good. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is, excusa, excusa, excusa. Colon. This is a noun meaning, excuse. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Demonstrative adjectives are used to indicate which noun is being referred to. They can be singular or plural, masculine or feminine. In this case, essa is a feminine singular demonstrative adjective. Verb conjugation. The verb ser is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form. This means it is referring to a singular subject, that, or, the excuse. Agreement. The adjective, buena, agrees with the noun, excusa, in gender, and number. This means that both words are feminine singular. Tomás cruzó los dedos. Tomás crossed his fingers. Breakdown. Tomás is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun. Cruzó is the past tense of the verb. Cruzar. Which means, to cross. Los dedos is the direct object of the verb. Los is the masculine plural definite article for the, and dedos means fingers. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb cruzar is conjugated in the past tense to reflect the action taking place in the past. Definite articles. The definite articles. Los are used to specify the fingers being crossed. Direct object. The fingers are the direct object of the verb, meaning they are the thing being acted upon. Conozco bien a tu hermano mayor. I know your older brother well. The sentence uses the verb conocer, which means to know, in the sense of being acquainted with someone. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, indicating that the speaker is the one who knows the brother. Bien is an adverb meaning well, and modifies the verb conocer. Tú is a possessive adjective meaning your, and modifies the noun hermano, which means brother. Mayor is an adjective meaning older, and further describes the brother. The word mayor also indicates that the brother is the elder sibling, and it is not a general term for a big brother. Parece que él todavía está vivo. It seems like he is still alive. The sentence uses the verb parecer, which means to seem. The structure of this sentence uses the impersonal si, followed by the verb parecer in the third person singular. The que is a conjunction introducing the subordinate clause. The subordinate clause is in the present indicative tense. The verb estar is a copular verb, meaning it links the subject to the adjective vivo, which means alive. In this sentence, the verb pasar is conjugated in the third person singular because the subject is the impersonal si, which is singular. Él is the subject of the subordinate clause. The verb estar in the subordinate clause is conjugated in the third person singular because the subject, él, is singular. Parece. Seems. Que. That. Él. He. Todavía. Still. Está. Is. Vivo. Alive. Tom está ahorrando dinero para la universidad. Tom is saving money for college. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Está ahorrando. Está ahorrando. Is the verb, meaning, is saving. This is the present progressive tense in Spanish, formed by the present tense of the verb estar. Estar. To be, plus the gerund of the verb ahorrar. Ahorrar. To save. Dinero. Dinero. Is the direct object of the verb, meaning, money. Para la universidad. Para la universidad is a prepositional phrase indicating the purpose of saving the money. Para. Para. Means, for, la universidad. La universidad. Means, college. Key concepts. Present progressive tense. Used to describe an action happening right now. Prepositional phrases. Used to provide additional information about the verb, such as purpose or location. Direct object. The noun or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. Creo oír la voz de Tom. I thought I heard Tom's voice. Breakdown. Cree. Cree. Is the past tense of the verb creer. Creer. Which means to believe. In this case, it's used to indicate that the speaker thought or believed something, but it might not have been true. Wa, oír, means to hear. This verb is in the infinitive form, but it's used here because it's the object of the verb creer. Creer. La voz, la voz, means the voice. It's the direct object of the verb wa, oír. De Tom, means of Tom. This is a prepositional phrase that modifies la voz. La voz. Key concepts. Verb tense. The verb creer. Creer. Is in the past tense, which indicates that the action happened in the past. Infinitive. The verb wa. Oír. Is in the infinitive form, which is used as the object of another verb. Prepositional phrase. The phrase de Tom. De Tom. is a prepositional phrase that provides additional information about the voice. Por lo que respecta a Tom, lo que cuenta es la cantidad, no la calidad. When it comes to Tom, what matters is the quantity, not the quality. This sentence is a complex sentence that is composed of two clauses. The first clause, por lo que respecta a Tom, means, when it comes to Tom, or, as far as Tom is concerned. Por is a preposition that means, for, or, by. Lo que respecta is a phrase that means, what concerns, or, what regards. A is a preposition that means, to, or, at. The second clause, lo que cuenta es la cantidad, no la calidad, means, what matters is the quantity, not the quality. Lo que is a relative pronoun that means, that, which, or, what. Cuenta is a verb that means, counts, or, matters. La cantidad is a noun phrase that means, the quantity. No is an adverb that means, not. La calidad is a noun phrase that means, the quality. This sentence is an example of a comparative statement. The speaker is comparing two things, quantity and quality. The speaker is saying that when it comes to Tom, the quantity is more important than the quality. No hay manera de ganar. There is no way to win. This sentence uses the phrase, no hay manera de, which means, there is no way to, in English. It is a common phrase used to express that something is impossible, or highly unlikely. Ganar means, to win, in English, and is the infinitive form of the verb. The infinitive form is used here, because it is part of the phrase. No hay manera de. Cuando estuve en Boston lo visité a Tomás. When I was in Boston I visited Tomás. Breakdown. Cuando. This is the conjunction, when, used to introduce a time clause. Estuve. This is the past tense of the verb. Estar. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. It means, I was. En Boston. This is the preposition. En. In, followed by the proper noun. Boston. It means, in Boston. Law. This is the direct object pronoun. Law. Referring to Tomás. It means, him. Visité. This is the past tense of the verb. Visitar. To visit, conjugated in the first person singular. It means, I visited. A Tomás. This is the preposition. A. To, followed by the proper noun. Tomás. It means, Tomás. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, law, is used to avoid repeating the noun, Tomás, in the sentence. Time clause, the clause introduced by, cuando, describes the time when the main action occurred. Prepositions, en, and, a, are used to indicate location and direction, respectively. La ciudad es bella. The city is beautiful. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence with a subject and a predicate. La is the definite article, meaning the. It's used to modify the noun, ciudad, and make it specific. Ciudad is the subject of the sentence, meaning, city. Es is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. It agrees with the subject. Ciudad. Bella is the adjective meaning, beautiful. It describes the city. In Spanish, the adjective comes after the noun it modifies. ¿Quieres vino blanco o vino tinto? This sentence asks, do you want white wine, or red wine? Here's a breakdown. Quieres? Quieres? Means, do you want? It is the informal, you, form of the verb. Querer. To want, in the second person singular. Vino. Vino. Means, wine. Blanco. Blanco. Means, white. Tinto. Tinto. Means, red. The sentence uses the structure of quieres or, which is used to ask a choice between two options, similar to the English do you want or cálmate. Calm down. The verb cálmate is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. It is the informal form of the verb, used with people you know well or are close to. The verb calmar means to calm, and the T ending is the reflexive pronoun that means yourself. So, cálmate means calm yourself. ¿Cuál es la respuesta correcta? What is the correct answer? This sentence is asking a question about the correct response to something. Breakdown. ¿Cuál? ¿Cuál? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning which or what. It is used to ask about a specific item or choice from a set of possibilities. Is. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser, meaning to be. Here it acts as a linking verb connecting the subject, la respuesta, to the predicate, corrector. La. La. This is the definite article meaning the, and refers to the noun, respuesta. 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 This is the noun meaning answer. Corrector. Correcta. This is the adjective meaning correct, and modifies the noun, respuesta. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns. ¿Cuál? Is an example of an interrogative pronoun used to ask about a specific item. Definite articles. La. Is a definite article specifying a particular answer. Linking verbs. Is. Es. Acts as a linking verb connecting the subject and predicate. ¿Por qué no respondes? Why don't you answer? This sentence is a question asking why the person being addressed isn't responding. Let's break down the grammar. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Means, why? This is an interrogative phrase meaning, for what reason? No. No. Means, not, and is used to negate the verb. Responds. Respondes. Is the second person singular present tense form of the verb. Responder. To answer slash respond. The sentence is structured in a way that is common in Spanish questions. Interrogative hace más negación más ver. A Tom le gustan los animales. Tom likes animals. The sentence uses the gustar verb, which is a tricky one in Spanish because it is a pleaser verb, meaning the object of the verb is what is pleasing the subject. So, animals are pleasing to Tom, and not the other way around. The le is the indirect object pronoun for Tom, and shows that the animals are pleasing to him. The gustan is the third person plural form of gustar. To agree with the plural subject, animals. ¿Sabéis conducir? Do you know how to drive? This sentence is a question in the vosotros form, meaning you, plural, informal. It asks if the individuals being addressed know how to drive. ¿Sabéis? This is the verb saber, conjugated in the present tense, vosotros form. Saber means to know, and in this context, it refers to knowing how to do something, in this case, driving. Conducir is the infinitive form of the verb to drive, and it is used after the verb saber to specify what the individuals know how to do. Tom no entendía lo que significaba el signo. Tom didn't understand what the sign meant. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the negative form of the verb, entender. To understand, which is, no entendía. The sentence also uses the definite article, el, before, signo. Sign, which indicates that the sign is already known to the speaker and the listener. The word, lo, is a direct object pronoun referring to el signo. The phrase, lo que significaba, is a relative clause that modifies el signo, specifying what the sign meant. ¿Qué lees? What are you reading? This is a question asking what the person is reading. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning what? It is the subject of the sentence. Lees. Lees. This is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb. Leer. To read, in the present indicative tense. Un momento. Espere un minuto. One moment, wait a minute. The sentence consists of two parts. Un momento. Un momento. Means, one moment. Un is the indefinite article meaning a, or, one, and is used before masculine singular nouns like momento. Momento is the noun meaning moment. Espera un minuto. Espere un minuto means wait a minute. Espere is the imperative form of the verb esperar, meaning to wait, and is used to give a command. Un is the indefinite article, as above. Minuto is the noun meaning minute. El banco necesita un cheque por la cantidad exacta. The bank needs a check for the exact amount. El banco. El banco. The bank. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the banco. Is a masculine noun meaning bank. Necesita. Necesita. Needs. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Necesitar. To need. Un check. Un cheque. A check. Un. Is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning a. Cheque. Is a masculine noun meaning check. Por. Por. For, this is a preposition meaning for or by. La cantidad. La cantidad. The amount. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Cantidad is a feminine noun meaning amount. Exacta. Exacta. Exact. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Exacto. Meaning exact. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Cantidad. This sentence demonstrates the use of articles, nouns, verbs, and adjectives in a simple declarative sentence. The sentence also shows how the adjective agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Conozco a alguien que vive en Boston. I know someone who lives in Boston. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb conocer, which means to know a person or place. The word alguien is a pronoun that means someone or somebody. The phrase vive en means lives in, and Boston is the name of a city in the United States. Key concepts. Present tense. This sentence is in the present tense, which means the action is happening now. Conocer. Colon. This verb means to know, and is used when you are referring to knowing a person or place. Alguien. Colon. This pronoun means someone or somebody. Vive en. Colon. This phrase means lives in. Word by word breakdown. conozco. I know. A. To preposition. Alguien. Someone. Que. Who. Relative pronoun. Vive. Lives. En. In. Boston. Boston. Perdimos con el marcador 3-1. We lost with the score 3-1. Breakdown. Perdimos. This is the past tense of the verb, perder, meaning, to lose. It's the first person plural form, indicating that we lost. Con. This preposition means, with, and indicates that we lost with a certain score. El. This is the masculine definite article meaning, the, and refers to the score. Marcador. This noun means, score. Tres. This is the number, 3, which indicates the score of the opposing team. A. This preposition means, to, and is used to express a ratio, or comparison. Uno. This is the number, 1, and represents our team's score. Key concepts. Prepositions. Con. And. A. Are essential to understanding the relationship between the teams, and the score. Definite articles. The use of. El. Before. Marcador. Indicates that we are talking about a specific score. Past tense. The verb. Perdimos. Is in the past tense, indicating that the event has already happened. Abandonen la nave. This is an imperative sentence telling someone to leave a ship. Abandonen. Is the imperative form of the verb. Abandonar. To abandon. It is used in the plural form to address a group of people. La nave. Refers to the ship. The exclamation point at the beginning and end of the sentence emphasizes the urgency of the command. Los peces duermen. Do fish sleep? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense. Is the interrogative marker, similar to, do, in English? Los. Los. Is the masculine plural definite article, meaning, the. Pieces. Peces. Is the plural noun for, fish. Duermen. Duermen. Is the third person plural present tense conjugation of the verb. Dormir. To sleep. Alguien la ahogó en la bañera. Someone drowned her in the bathtub. Breakdown. Alguien. This is the subject of the sentence, and means, someone, or, somebody. It is an indefinite pronoun. La. This is the direct object pronoun, and refers to a female person. Since it precedes the verb, it is in the direct object form. Ahogó. This is the past tense of the verb, ahoga, which means, to drown. The, o acute, ending indicates that it is a third-person singular verb form. En. This preposition means, in. La bañera. This is the noun phrase that functions as the object of the preposition, en. La. Is the definite article for the feminine noun. Bañera. Bathtub. Tom saltó sobre la enorme zanja. Tom jumped over the enormous ditch. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male individual. Salto. Saltó. Is the verb, the past tense of. Saltar. Meaning, to jump. In this case, it is in the third person singular form, which agrees with the singular subject, Tom. Sobre. Sobre. Is a preposition meaning, over, or, on top of. It indicates the direction of Tom's jump. La. La. Is the definite article, meaning, the, and agrees in gender and number with the noun, zanya, ditch. Enorm. Enorme. Is an adjective modifying the noun, zanya, and meaning, enormous, or, huge. Zanya, zanja. Is the noun, referring to a, ditch, or a, trench. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb salto is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action has already happened. Prepositions. The preposition sobre clarifies the direction of the action. Articles. The definite article la specifies that the ditch is a specific one, known to both the speaker and listener. Adjectives. The adjective enorme provides more detail about the ditch. Se os ha olvidado hacer los deberes. Have you forgotten to do your homework? This sentence is in the to form of the verb olvidar, which means to forget. It is in the preterite tense, which is the past tense in Spanish. The se at the beginning is a reflexive pronoun, and is used to indicate that the subject of the verb is doing the action to themselves. In this case, the tú is forgetting to do the homework. The os is a direct object pronoun, and is referring to the homework. So the sentence literally means, have you forgotten to do it? The word deberes means homework, and it is in the plural form, the los, before it is the definite article, and means the. So the entire sentence means, have you forgotten to do the homework? Las peleas de gallos son ilegales en muchos países. Cockfighting is illegal in many countries. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Las. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural form. It agrees with the noun, peleas, fights, peleas. This is the noun, fights, in the feminine plural form. It refers to the activity of cockfighting. De. This is the preposition, of, and indicates possession, or belonging. Gallos. This is the noun, roosters, in the masculine plural form. It refers to the animals involved in the fights. Son. This is the verb, to be, in the third person plural present indicative form. It indicates that the fights are something. Ilegales. This is the adjective, illegal, in the feminine plural form. It agrees with the noun, peleas, fights. En. This is the preposition, in, and indicates location. Muchos. This is the adjective, many, in the masculine plural form. It agrees with the noun, países, countries, países. This is the noun, countries, in the masculine plural form. It refers to the locations where cockfighting is illegal. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Nouns and adjectives in Spanish must agree in gender, masculine or feminine, and number, singular or plural. Prepositions. Prepositions like de and en show the relationship between words and establish connections within the sentence. Tom le compró una cámara a Mary. Tom bought Mary a camera. This sentence uses the indirect object pronoun le to indicate that Mary is the recipient of the camera. The structure is subject, Tom, Tom. Verb, bought, compró. Direct object, a camera, una cámara. Indirect object, Mary, a Mary. The indirect object pronoun, le, is used to indicate the person who is receiving something. It is placed before the verb. In this case, le refers to Mary. It is important to note that in Spanish, the indirect object pronoun comes before the verb, unlike in English, where it comes after the verb. Encontró la escuela sin dificultad. He/she found the school without difficulty. Breakdown. Encontró. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Encontrar. To find. It indicates a completed action in the past. La escuela. This is the definite article. La. The, followed by the noun. Escuela. School. Sin dificultad. This is a prepositional phrase, with the preposition. Sin. Without, followed by the noun. Dificultad. Difficulty. Hazme feliz. Make me happy. The sentence is an imperative form, meaning it is a command, or request. It is conjugated in the informal, to, form, which is the familiar, you, in Spanish. Breakdown. Haz. This is the imperative form of the verb. Hacer. To do, to make. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. It is placed before the verb in the imperative form. Feliz. This is the adjective meaning, happy. Therefore, the sentence translates to, make me happy. ¿Dónde pusiste la guía de programación de la tele? Where did you put the TV programming guide? Breakdown. ¿Dónde? This is an interrogative phrase meaning, where? It is asking for the location of something. Pusiste. This is the second person singular, you, preterite form of the verb, poner. Poner. Which means, to put, or, to place. La. La. This is the definite article meaning, the, and its feminine singular form, since, guía, is feminine. Guía. Guía. This is a noun that means, guide. De programación. De programación. This is a prepositional phrase that modifies, guía. Guía. And means, of programming. De la tele. De la tele. This prepositional phrase modifies, guía. Guía. And means, of the television, or, TV. Key concepts. Interrogative phrase. The sentence begins with an interrogative phrase, which indicates a question. Preterite tense. The verb, pusiste. Pusiste. Is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Definite articles. The definite articles, la, la, and, de la, are used to specify the noun, guía, guía, and, tele. Tele. Prepositional phrases. The prepositional phrases, de programación, and, de la tele, provide further information about the, guía, guía, being discussed. Tenemos que pensar sobre esto un poco más. We need to think about this a little more. Breakdown. Tenemos. This is the first person plural present tense form of the verb. Tener. To have. It indicates that we have something. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, indicating that something needs to happen. Pensar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Pensar. To think. Sobre. This is a preposition that means, about, or, on, esto. This pronoun refers to something previously mentioned, or understood. Un poco más. This is a phrase meaning, a little more. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, tener, is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, we. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by que is dependent on the main clause. Preposition sobre is used to indicate the object of the thought. Phrase. The phrase un poco más adds detail to the verb. Nuestro jefe de cocina está muy ocupado hoy. Our head chef is very busy today. Breakdown. Nuestro means our, and is the masculine plural possessive adjective. It agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows. Jefe. chef, which is masculine and singular. Jefe means chef or boss in this context. It's masculine and singular. De cocina means of the kitchen. This is a prepositional phrase that modifies the noun jefe by indicating the specific type of chef. Está is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar. To be muy means very and modifies the adjective ocupado. Ocupado means busy and is a masculine singular adjective agreeing with jefe. Hoy means today and is an adverb of time. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjectives and possessive adjective agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Prepositional phrase. The phrase de cocina clarifies the type of chef being discussed. Present tense. The verb estar is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. El español es hablado en México. The Spanish language is spoken in Mexico. El is the definite article, the, and it is masculine singular. Español is the noun, Spanish, and it is masculine singular. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, to be. Hablado is the past participle of the verb hablar, to speak, used here as an adjective. En is the preposition in. México is the noun, Mexico, and it is masculine singular. The sentence is in the passive voice. Spanish is the subject of the sentence and is the one being acted upon. The sentence can be rephrased as, people speak Spanish in Mexico. Ella se quedó despierta hasta tarde ayer por la noche. She stayed awake until late last night. Breakdown. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she. Se quedó. This is the reflexive verb, to stay, in the third person singular preterite, past tense. The reflexive pronoun, se, indicates that the action is performed by the subject upon herself. Despierta. This is the feminine adjective, awake, acting as a predicate adjective describing the state of the subject. Hasta. This is the preposition, until, indicating a time limit. Tarde. This is the adverb, late, indicating the specific time she stayed awake. Ayer. This is the adverb, yesterday, indicating the day in question. Por la noche. This is the prepositional phrase, at night, specifying the time of day. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The use of a reflexive pronoun. Se. With the verb. Quedarse. Is crucial to understanding the meaning as, staying awake, is an action performed by the subject on herself. Preterite tense. The verb. Quedó. Is in the preterite tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Adverbs and prepositional phrases. The adverbs. Tarde. And. Ayer. And the prepositional phrase. Por la noche. Are used to modify the verb and provide context for the action. Me gustaría ver la estatua de la libertad. I would like to see the Statue of Liberty. This sentence uses the verb gustar, which means to like in English. However, in Spanish, it is used in a different way. Gustar takes the object that is liked and makes it the subject of the sentence. So instead of saying, I like the Statue of Liberty, we say, the Statue of Liberty is pleasing to me. The me at the beginning of the sentence means to me. Ver means to see. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Estatua de la libertad is the Statue of Liberty. So the sentence literally means, the Statue of Liberty is pleasing to me to see, which we translate to, I would like to see the Statue of Liberty, in English. Déjame dormir otros 10 minutos. Let me sleep another 10 minutes. This sentence is a command, specifically an imperative, requesting permission to sleep for an additional 10 minutes. Déjame. Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb, dejar, to let, to allow, conjugated in the first person singular. It means, let me, dormir. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to sleep, otros. Colon, this means, other, or, another, and modifies the noun, these minutos. Yes. Colon, this is the Spanish word for, 10, minutos. Colon, this is the plural form of the noun, minute. The sentence is literally, let me sleep another 10 minutes. Te pusiste mejor porque hiciste todo lo que te dijo el médico. You got better, because you did everything the doctor told you. The sentence uses the past tense. Te pusiste. Which means, you got, or, you became. Mejor. Is the adjective, better. Porque. Means, because. Hiciste. Is the past tense of, to do, and. Todo. Means, everything. Lo que. Means, what. Te dijo. Means, told you, and. El médico. Means, the doctor. Key concepts include. Past tense conjugation of. Ponerse. And, hacer. The use of the relative pronoun, lo que. Direct object pronoun, te. Dígale a la muchacha que haga las camas. Tell the girl to make the beds. Breakdown. Dígale. Dígale. Is the imperative form of the verb, decir. To say, conjugated in the formal second person singular. It means, tell him slash her, formal, a la muchacha, a la muchacha, is the indirect object of the verb, decir, meaning, to the girl, la, is the definite article, meaning, the, and, muchacha, means, girl, que haga, que haga, is a subjunctive clause, which means it expresses a desire, or request. Que is the conjunction, that, and haga is the subjunctive form of the verb, hacer. To do, in the third person singular, las camas, las camas, is the direct object of the verb, hacer. To do, meaning, the beds. Las is the definite article, meaning, the, and camas. Means, beds. Key concepts. Formal imperative, dígale, is the formal way to tell someone to do something. Indirect object pronoun, a la muchacha, is the indirect object pronoun, indicating who is being told. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a desire, request, or suggestion. Direct object pronoun, las, is the direct object pronoun, indicating what is being done. Ya se han casado. They have already gotten married. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. Colon, this adverb means, already, and indicates that the action of getting married has happened in the past. See. Se. Colon, this is a reflexive pronoun, meaning, themselves, or, each other. In this case, it is used to emphasize the action of getting married. Han. An. Colon, this is the third person plural of the auxiliary verb, haber. Haber. Indicating that the action of getting married is in the past. Casado. Casado. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, casar. Casar. Which means, to marry. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. They refer back to the subject of the sentence. past participle. It combines with an auxiliary verb to form compound verb tenses. Present perfect tense. Used to describe an action that began in the past, and continues to have an effect in the present. Díselo a todos. Tell it to everyone. Breakdown. Díselo is the imperative form of the verb, decir, to say slash tell, conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, tell him slash her slash it. The pronoun, le, is incorporated into the verb, becoming, see, and refers to the indirect object, to him slash her slash it. A is the preposition, to, and it introduces the indirect object, to do's, everyone. Key concepts. Imperative form. Used to give commands, or instructions. Direct and indirect objects. Díselo refers to both the direct object, what is being told, and the indirect object, to whom it is being told. Pronoun incorporation. In this case, the indirect object pronoun, le, is incorporated into the verb, creating, see. Tom se mece. Tom is rocking. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. See mece is the verb, which means, to rock. It's in the third person singular form, agreeing with the subject, Tom. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb, mece, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Third person singular. The verb form, mece, is the third person singular form, which is used for subjects like, he, she, it, or proper nouns like, Tom. Este es un ejemplo de la ley del más fuerte, como se le suele llamar. This is an example of the law of the strongest, as it is usually called. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Este means this, and is a demonstrative adjective modifying the noun, ejemplo. Es is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, ser, meaning, is. Un means a, and is an indefinite article modifying the noun, ejemplo. Ejemplo means example, and is the subject of the sentence. De means of, and is a preposition introducing the noun phrase, la ley del más fuerte. La means the, and is a definite article modifying the noun, ley. Ley means law, and is part of the noun phrase, la ley del más fuerte. Del is a contraction of, del, meaning, of the, and it modifies the noun, más fuerte. Más means more, and modifies the adjective, fuerte. Fuerte means strong, and is part of the noun phrase, la ley del más fuerte. Como means as, and introduces a clause explaining how the law is referred to. Se is a reflexive pronoun referring to the law, and is used in the passive voice. Le is an indirect object pronoun referring to la ley del más fuerte, and means to it. Suele is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb sola, meaning usually. Llamar means call, and is the infinitive form of the verb llamar. The phrase se le suele llamar is a passive voice construction. It means, it is usually called. The passive voice is often used in Spanish to emphasize the action rather than the actor. In this case, the focus is on how the law is referred to, rather than who refers to it. The sentence uses a common Spanish expression, la ley del más fuerte, which literally means, the law of the strongest. It is used metaphorically to describe a situation in which the strongest or most powerful person or group prevails, regardless of fairness or justice.